Isaiah chapter 45. This is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and to strip kings of their war belts, to open the doors before him, and the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and level the rough places. I will break the doors of bronze in pieces and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, who call you by your name, even the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my chosen, I call you by name. I am giving you a special title, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, there is no one else. Besides me, there is no God. I will prepare you for battle, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the eastern sun to its setting in the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Rain, O heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, so that salvation and righteousness may sprout up. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who argues with his maker, he who is a mere potsherd among potsherds of the earth. Does the clay say to the one who shapes it, "What do you think you are doing?" Or the work of your hands complain? He has no skill in his hands. Woe to him who says to a father, "What is it you are trying to father?" Or to a woman, "What is it you are in labor for?" This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Ask me about things to come. Will you really question me concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands? I made the earth and created people on it. My hands stretched out the heavens, and to all their hosts I gave orders. I raised him up in righteousness, and I will make all his ways straight. He will rebuild my city, and he will let my exiles go free, not for a price or reward, says the Lord of hosts. This is what the Lord says, the labor of Egypt and the commerce of Cush, and the Sabaeans who are tall of stature will come over to you, and they will be yours. They will follow you. In chains they will come over, and they will bow down to you. They will plead with you. Surely God is with you, and there is no other. There is no God besides him. Truly you are a God who hides himself. O God of Israel, Savior, they will all be put to shame and humiliated. They who make idols will go away disgraced. But Israel will be saved by the Lord. With an everlasting salvation, you will never be put to shame or humiliated. For this is what the Lord says, who created the heavens, the God who formed the earth and made it, who established it and created it, not chaotic, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, there is no other. I have not spoken in secret in the land of darkness. I did not tell Jacob's descendants, "Seek me in vain." I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Come together, you fugitives of the nations. They have no knowledge, those who carry the wood of their carved idols, and pray to a God who cannot save. Declare and present your evidence. Let them take counsel together. Who predicted this long ago? Who has declared this in the past? Have not I the Lord? There is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is no one besides me. Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. I have solemnly sworn by myself, the word gone forth from my mouth is righteous, and cannot be revoked. Every knee will bow before me, every tongue will swear loyalty to me. Only in the Lord, it is said of me, is righteousness and strength. All who were angry against him will come to him and be put to shame. In the Lord will all the descendants of Israel be vindicated and will boast in him. Isaiah chapter 45.